America Weekend.
Part of me is saying turn it down, part of me is saying burn it down, but I think I got it figured out, yeah. And I know I'm gonna pay the price, what it costs to play.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Carrie DeFalco.
Our next guest is the front man of a group that is turning heads and turning ears. We just heard a bit of their single Babylon, the alternative pop rock act's first single. It is great to say hello to Chase Johnson. Chase, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys.
It is terrific to have you on. Now, half the animal, there are four of you. So we're talking to one quarter of the animal itself. Tell us how you guys came together. Tell us about the single Babylon.
First off, how we came together, It's not the longest story in the world, but it's been a really long time. Nick and I met actually in catechism class when we were like 13 years old.
Really?
We're 28 now. My mom was teaching the class, and we'd get my mom and her friend, and we'd get kicked out on purpose to talk about music, you know. And I had no idea he was a drummer. We didn't even talk about that. We were just so young and so excited about music itself. You know, we'd get kicked out, which is really easy for us to do. We were both little hoodlums, you know, when we were younger. And I guess you could say we still have a little bit left in us. But we get kicked out, talk about music, and finally it was just kind of like, you know, I need a drummer. I'm playing a little bit of music with some friends and everything, and it wasn't too serious. And I was like, I really want to make it serious. No one else is as serious as me. I want to do this. You know, I was 13 years old, and I was like, I want to play Wembley.
Cool.
Still haven't yet, but still working for it. and you know, he's like, same here. And we started jamming, and then we met Evan a few years later, our bassist. And ever since then, I mean, it's a family. It's truly a marriage, a musical marriage. You know, I mean, you fight, you go through ups and downs. You live in a small confined space for months on end.
Yeah,
it's been a beautiful road, and that whole road led to Babylon.
How did you guys come up with the name Half the Animal? Like, when you were thinking about, okay, what's the best way to represent ourselves? Half the Animal.
Right. Good question. I know most people think of Half the Animal like, what the hell is that?
Yes.
I think we all have our different ways of explaining it, which I love. We're very open to interpretation. So, you know, for me, I love thinking of it as we all have half animal instincts. And I think the more that we play on our animal instincts, the further we'll go in life.
I like that.
You
know,
you gotta be a little bit brash, you know. And Nick has a buddy in New York who's just this hardworking human being. And he's like, and Nick always says to him, if I was half the animal you are, I'd be a lot bigger in life, you know. And so that's kind of where it comes from for Nick. And
so there's
I think
a couple
Evan
ways to look at it then.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I think you two should come up with your own way, too.
Wow, look at that. Look at this. He's turning the tables on us here. He's turning us into the other half of the animal. All right, so describe your sound. Describe this. If someone were to say to you, you know what, I just landed here from Mars. I've never heard what you do. Describe your sound to us.
Okay. I mean, it's definitely, if you had to put it into a genre, it is... I don't know, it's alternative pop rock. To us, it's a culmination of years of being a kid in Southern California, growing up on the beach, to moving up to L.A. and adopting the L.A. alternative style.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, most people think that pop comes from L.A. I think pop comes from wherever you're from originally.
Mm-hmm.
So the pop that we have that's innate in us comes from Laguna Beach, growing up on the beach and going surfing, this and that. Whereas, you know, the alternative, we kind of learned a lot from L.A. and Silver Lake and different going to different shows everywhere, the Troubadour, like the Roxy, you know. I think that's where we adopted it. But I mean,
right.
if you wanted to make it funny, it's like Maroon 5 had sex with Imagine Dragons, and they had a little baby.
My goodness.
And then it was half the animal. See, there you
go.
Talk about painting the word picture.
No, but that was good, actually, because I was going to ask you. I was going to say, you know, if you had to pick, you know, bands that would describe it. So that was good that you went there already for me. Talk a little bit about...
I haven't had coffee yet or anything.
No.
Look at you.
Imagine if he did.
Talk a little bit about Babylon itself and the story behind the song. Ed and I were listening to it last night. It's a great song, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's we all have times in our past that we're not super proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely had a few more of those than most people. I came out alive and what for me on top, you know, I came out a stronger person and a better person. you know, it can be anything. Some people can have their vices where it's booze, it's smoking, it's drugs, it's sex or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song about regaining your youth and reminiscing about the past a little bit. That's basically it. But I mean, again, everything's open to interpretation. We're not one of those bands that gets mad at people for being like, isn't it about this? Like,
well, right.
You didn't get my song.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't stand when singers get on, you know, anything, radio and everything. They're like, no, it's not what it's about. It's like,
how dare you not get my piece of art? Yes, I know. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
See, he's down to earth and he understands it. Well, once again, the single Babylon, the group Half the Animal. The front man is Chase Johnson. Check them out on the web, halftheanimal.com. Chase Johnson, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you so much for having me. We love America Weekend. So
there you go. As well you should.
On.
Very nice. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Cara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Diane had just paid her fare on a city bus and was beginning to sit down when it pulled away from the curb. She fell and hurt her back. So she sued the city for her pain and injuries. But in court, the city proved that the bus was operating in a safe manner because the driver did not swerve dangerously away from the curb. Who do you think won this case? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Although it was proven that the driver didn't swerve dangerously, it is still the driver's duty to wait until Diane had a chance to sit down before moving the bus. Diane won, and that's the final verdict.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So does your child like to be tickled? Well, it can do wondrous bonding things. Here's what a physiological tickle is and the science of it. First, a tickle is any attempt to defend the body's vulnerable parts, and you can't tickle yourself. Well, maybe a little. Second, only when the tickler is perceived as harmless will a person enjoy a tickle. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tickle your child, they trust you. They believe you. They believe you will not harm them. They are surrendering themselves to you. They laugh because they love you. Between parent and child, this is an inviolate trust. Do it right and it can facilitate a lifetime of love and bonding. Do it wrong, cross the line, and a simple tickle can turn into a lifetime of separation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.